23.
B. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.
C.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1.
D.
A pause for me, villains who go. Psalms 34:14.
E.
Even a child is known by his doings. Proverbs 20:11.
F.
Fear not,
for I am with thee. Isaiah 43:5.
G.
God is love. 1 John 4:8.
H.
Honor thy father and thy mother. Exodus 20:12.
I.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. John 15:5.
Good job.
Look unto me and be ye saved. Isaiah 45:22.
M.
Marvel not, you must be born again. John 3:7.
N.
No man can serve two masters. Matthew 6:24.
O.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Psalm 118:1.
P.
Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 147:1.
Q.
Quench not the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:19.
R.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus 28.
You're more than halfway there.
I'm gonna hide God's word in my heart. It's a lamp unto my feet. I'm gonna read God's word every day. It's my food, my bread and meat. I'm gonna stand on the truth of the Bible. I'm gonna open my eyes. I'm gonna memorize. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
With all thine heart. Proverbs 3:5.
U.
Unto us a child is born. Isaiah 9:6.
V.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19.
W.
Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14.
X.
Exceeding great and precious promises are given unto us. 2 Peter 1:4.
Y.
Ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14.
Z.
Zion heard and was glad. Psalm 97:8.
How about that? 26 scriptures in one day. Praise the Lord.
I'm gonna hide God's word in my heart.
Okay. Fucking, that's crazy, huh? It's the Bible alphabet. And so we're going to play, I'm going to play a song right off the bat. This is the alphabet show, or the ABCs of the alphabet. We're on letter N. And we have a lot of N words. My father-in-law has a good joke. He says, the other N-word, neighbor, the other N-word. I wonder what he means by the other N. What is the other N-word? This is Nephilim. Amy? I can't hear you at all, Amy.
Can you hear me now?
Good. Yes, I can. You got to speak into that mic, though, Amy. All right. Just played that Nephilim song for you.
Yep, the Nephilim.
Why don't you tell us a story?
It's the singer from Fields of the Nephilim, his band, like, geez, almost 10 years after he left Fields of the Nephilim.
What are your N-words, Doug?
I have neighbors. Nazi.
Did you say neighbors?
Yeah.
Is that the other N-word?
Other N-word?
You mean the other N-word, like nigger, and then you go nigger, and then the other N-word is neighbors. They're a nigger.
Why nigger? I didn't think of that.
Amy's father gave us that one.
What? He says
you said that
neighbors
you're a nigger
is
too.
The other N-word?
The other N-word, yeah.
Oh, right. Well, then what do you do if your neighbor's a nigger?
Fucking hang
Sell
them
your
high.
House.
Hang them high, okay?
And I said, news, nurses, and noise.
News, nurses, and noise.
Yeah.
Excellent.
You like that?
I hate the news.
The news Amy, is lies.
There you go. Amy's got a good rant about the news that she has on her TV is God's site, or will be on there. And Amy, tell them. News is lies.
It is. It's all lies. They try to tell us it's truth, but it's weird little snippets of things that are happening. You know, it's not real news. It's just like alarmist news.
Well, some stations are more news than others. I mean, you have your Fox News, and then you've got your BBC News.
Yeah, well...
Amy, you have to talk right into that microphone.
All right.
Because you can barely hear you. I'm just telling you. Anyway, N. We were talking about news.
This episode is sponsored by the letter N.
Yeah.
Shane, you said you were going to talk about nipples.
Oh, God, you're so fucking bad. I want to talk about nipples now. I talked about them during what one was it, Amy? What letter? I forget, one of the letters before N.
Oh, circumcision, C maybe?
I don't know. I just know that I like my nipples being played with.
While you're whacking off.
Well,
I think that's
yeah,
what you were saying.
Preferably. What?
I think that's what you were saying.
Is that
I mean, it doesn't. It wouldn't matter what was happening. Blow job. Jeez, I can think up a couple combinations. I like the nipple play, though. That's it. And it was in reference to being circumcised and feeling like my penis had half the feeling of my nipples.
Right.
Okay, Amy, happy you've humiliated me today?
I didn't mean to. I made a note when you said you were going to talk about nipples it in.
Every guy in this room is laughing at you now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one...
Nipples, Doug?
No, it's fine, actually. It's all, he's got a point.
The only N-word that I have is nigga.
It's a heavy word.
It is.
That's a word that gets a reaction.
It's like cunt is the C word. Nigger is the N-word. If we're going to say N is the letter, nigger would have to be the N-word.
But I got to tell you, the F word still has them all beat.
What?
F-word still has them all beat internationally. I go to other countries, I still see fuck on the wall. I never see nigger written on a wall.
Interesting.
When I was in Italy, I didn't see nigger anywhere.
But you went to the fascist leader's house.
Actually, I was in a fascist neighborhood right outside the Vatican. And it was a real nice, clean area. But you would see swastikas spray painted. You know, like the crosshairs, I don't know what you call that, you know, but it was a fascist symbol, a circle with just the crosshairs in it, with little fascist logos or anything else. It was a clean area, nice area. If you went to the shitty side of town on the wrong side of the tracks in Rome, saw little hammers and sickles painted on the walls and shit like that. That was the difference.
Wow, that's crazy.
I think it says a lot, and I think it stands to reason.
And you bought that T-shirt. What did your T-shirt say?
Oh, in Italian, it says, "You're with us or you're against us," and it's a fascist shirt. It was a fascist logo on it. I actually got it at a little fascist kiosk outside of Gabriel D'Annunzio's palace.
And who is that again?
He's like the first fascist. He's the godfather of fascism, Italian World War I hero that occupied the promised territories after the First World War with the black shirts. One of those hidden heroes. People should look him up. Look him up on the internet. Good deal. But I thought you had some neighbor's stories.
Oh, you know, you're right. I guess, boy, we have a great neighborhood thing going on right now. We had a shooting in our backyard. It was really crazy. But I had heard, and so now it started the war of the neighbors. And now the lady who owns the bait shop, and there's a bait shop on my corner, there's 80, 60, how old is she, Amy?
70.
70-year-old lady, she got her tires punctured by a knife. Someone, oh, great, there's a noise outside my window, I'm afraid to talk about this too loudly. But someone shot off a fucking 9mm gun in my backyard into a car. Someone shot at them first, shot someone in the leg. The cops had my backyard roped off. Okay, this is the start of my neighbor drama right now. And this fucking ugly, fat, black lady, I hate her. She moves into the neighborhood.
Keep it in the ends.
And neighbor, right. Yeah, nigger, but not black lady, right. Negro, I'll be negro. This black negro bitch moves in and kills me. She chops down Amy's fucking sunflowers and steals my grill. And hit my dog, where I want to kill her now, dead. Doug said he would have fucking killed her with a ball bat. He would have smashed her head off, didn't he?
That's no bullshit, man. If I've got a pet and somebody hits the pet, it's on.
Did you say?
It's on. Uh-oh. It's over.
Is that your Negro slang?
Yeah, that's my Detroit talk. It's fucking on.
It is, motherfucker. That's right.
Like I said, I don't give a fuck if it's an old woman or a cripple or whatever. They smack the dog, they're getting fucking hit, get their head caved in.
She's a wicked old lady. She's so bitter and evil. She's so crazy.
Yeah, her own children don't visit her, fucking Negro.
Maybe I can punch her for you on the way out. She's outside.
And you should bust her in
the fucking lip.
You can get those crack whores to drive you back to the fucking bus stop or whatever you came from.
Oh yeah, crack whores drove me here. Did I tell you this, Amy?
Yeah, what were they like?
No,
were they Negro?
Yeah,
because if they're not Negros, they can't be in this N-word story. N-word.
No, they were definitely Negroes.
Did it smell different in their car than on a white car?
Did it? I wondered that too.
Did it?
I don't know.
Did he smell them different? Come on,
I don't know. They smoked.
Did your nostrils flare?
My nostrils always flare. New scent.
You took a big scent, didn't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
What'd they smell like? Come on.
Whiffed it in.
Come on.
It was a nice fucking car. Did you see the car?
Doug, can you tell me what you... Did you say whiffed it in?
Yeah. No, did you see that fucking car, though? These were crack whores, and they're driving a big, nice fucking car.
Yeah, that was cool.
I don't know models and makes of cars and shit, but it's got like one of those computer graphic dashboard things, and everything tells the temperature and all that shit. You know, it's this whole fucking cockpit. I got these two crack whores at the casino. I'm waiting for a cab. This is seeming very C. But until the Negroes show up, and then everything goes on again.
And did you get a blowjob from any of them?
Oh, I'm sure I could have. Well, the reason they wanted to drive me to your place was because
they wanted know white guys eat pussy.
No, they said they lost. Exactly. They said they lost all their money in the casino, and they wanted to get the cab fare from me. You know, so
hey, Doug, they know white guys eat pussy.
All right, so I think they figured they would rip me off or whatever. So I said, well, how much is that? When the guy told them like how far it was to your street, you know, he said, well, you know, that's like however many miles or whatever. Wasn't that fucking far?
Probably four, maybe.
Yeah. How much would that work out in cab fare, you think?
Might might be like $7-$8.
Okay, so I gave her $7, said that's all I got, and she looked at me like she was pissed, and I got out of the car and said, fuck it, you know? So she got a good deal. Fuck it. I had seven
but,
in singles.
You ate her pussy
my...
or no?
Huh?
You ate her pussy or no?
No.
No, and?
No.
That's a scary...
Negative.
...station to be stuck at, too, after dark especially. It's pretty desolate over there.
Yeah, it's not the place to...
Not.
Yeah, it's not the place to be.
How many girls was it?
Two. And I had to...
Would you have...
did they tell you their names?
Yeah, one of them was Mimi, and the other one was some mumble mouth bitch. I couldn't understand
mumble
a
mouth.
Fucking word she was saying.
Mumble
but I had to sit sideways because I've got this one sitting behind me, you know?
So you sat in front?
Yeah.
You sat in the passenger seat?
Yeah, while watching the one in the back, like... You know,
I think one of them wanted, you know, I think the oral sex was what she was pissed about.
Yeah, I didn't put out, right? I didn't provide.
Uh-huh.
I had to be fucking
now,
stupid
Amy, wouldn't
to
that
get
have
in
been
that
funny?
Car. I got to admit,
fucking Negro,
to
hey, the
stupid.
Negro lifts her leg up and says, come on, fucking get down there.
Oh, God, what movie is that where that's the rules of the road?
That one by Askew Review.
I actually saw that.
Askew Review. What is that guy?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Oh, Jay and Silent Bob. Revenge, that's a funny one.
That was the funniest part of the movie. The rest of it I thought was stupid.
They're good. That guy's good, man.
That was funny, though. The Rules of the Road.
Yeah,
he goes down on the nun.
And George Carlin goes down on the truck driver.
Right.
Yeah, right?
That's a good one.
Oh, because he said it was the oldest rule in the book that you gotta go down on whoever picks up. If you're hitchhiking, you gotta go down on whoever picks you up. None picks them up, and she said she lives by the book. And this guy said it was the oldest rule in the book. And he said, "Oh, you too." So he tries going down on her. Figures he's gotta go down on the nun.
That's a great one.
That was funny.
Yeah, I like that movie.
So nothing like that happened.
Nothing, not at all.
I don't know if I believe that with you.
Did they squeal the wheels when they drove away?
Doug, you have an addiction.
No, they sat there for a while, though. They sat outside the place, probably trying to figure out where the fuck they were, because it took them forever to find the place. You know, if it was cab fare and somebody had driven that, $7 probably didn't even cover their fucking gas. Because they couldn't find it, you know. They couldn't find your street. They were stupid. They claimed they knew where the fuck they were going. I thought I was going to have to put a shiv in both of them. It was irritating. It was irritating. But I had to wait for the cab forever. I didn't think a cab would show up. I'm at that fucking Horseshoe Casino sitting out there. They said about 10 minutes. Half an hour later, I'm riding with crack whores.
That's fucking...
That's Hammond.
Yeah, that's Hammond, man.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was really hoping that when they said that this train was actually stopping in Hammond, that it would be the station, you know, the closer station to you guys, but it isn't. Now I know.
Oh, God, Jesus.
That's funny. It's way over there by, like, Lieber Brothers,
God,
right?
Funny.
Phil Schmitz.
I don't know. It's, you know, near the casino, there was like, yachts and shit. There was, you know...
Mm-hmm.
It was water.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So I'd walk into the casino and make them call me a cab.
Oh, so it was right at the casino?
Wasn't far from it. I mean, it was much closer to walk to the casino than walk to your place.
Oh, yeah.
That's
definitely.
Hilarious.
Right? I figured, you know, a cab driver will know.
The good old casinos.
The good old cab drivers.
Yeah, and the naughty Negroes that will drive you to Shane's place.
We need to get them on the payroll stat.
I like them. Nuisance.
Got any good Nazi stories?
Well, yeah, you know, George Eric Hawthorne. The Nazi that I spent many an hour... talking to him, trying to understand what the Nazi belief was.
Did you ever figure it out?
Yeah, it wasn't that hard. You know, I like some of it, some I don't. Oh, we got an N for Nazi. That's great. I'm going to play some Nazi music behind us when we're the rest of the show.
Right.
But George was an interesting fellow, man, and he's converted, and now he's into black dudes and something. No. He's got two black dudes in his band. Is that it, Amy?
Yeah. He's not into black dudes, though, sexually. I mean, he's...
Yeah, I'm joking, Amy. Speak into the mic, Amy.
You know what? I put down noise for N, and ironically, we've had the least noise from trains and everything else this time.
That is ironic.
Yeah, than any other time. Seems like every other time we've been on here, the horn's been a-blaring. But you guys don't seem to get a whole lot of noise in the way of... I don't know, people don't seem to boom the bass from their cars, which I'm surprised.
Sometimes when they're waiting for a train, they'll do that. You'll hear it.
In the parking lot?
Just on the street, because the street will vibrate from the bass while they're stopped because the train goes by.
I used to live in an apartment and I was working, you know. People would drive through all the time playing the bass. And I seriously considered going sniper on their asses. You know, just fucking picking them off as they drove through the parking lot. Fucking 3 a.m. Shaking the windows with the bass. You know.
That's crazy. It doesn't sound good. Shane's brother has that kind of...
No, they're not hearing it. They got in their fucking trunk, you know. Fucking retards.
Yeah, it's just, like, crazy. It's just this thing sitting in the back. They don't hear it. Shane's brother's car.
I just want to wake everybody else up. Fucking fucks. Prick fuckers. Noise is torture. Especially when you're trying to sleep.
Wow, you must be really tortured here, then, when the train goes by.
Actually, it hasn't been so bad. I think I wake up after the train and then wonder why I woke up. I don't know.
That's what happens. Because that's exactly what happens. You're right. Like, I wonder, did the train get me?
Right.
So we're playing Nazi songs underneath us. This is the N-word, or the N-show, the N of the alphabet.
Yeah, we're at N.
Nazi, not stutter. But you were talking, noise, and the noise, that's what's happening, Doug. That happens to me, too. How about you, Amy?
Oh, yeah, especially if the bedroom window's open. I'll hear it, and I'll be like, what was that? Sometimes, though, it's just so loud, and it vibrates between our buildings.
Yeah, well, I've been waking up over here and wondering, why did I wake up, you know? That is probably it.
That is it. Yeah. Same thing's happened to me since this. I notice I get more panic attacks or have breathing problems at night.
Well, this is a wild neighborhood, too.
Why?
It just seems like there's a lot going on in this neighborhood. Just seems like it's a lot less secure than your last neighborhood.
Yes.
I mean, you were in a fortress last time.
Yes.
Now it seems like you're at street level, and that's got to have its effect on you, you know?
Oh, yeah. I this is what I was telling Amy. We're when we get into the R's, we'll talk about realty.
Right.
But we're getting out of here because that's one of the reasons. That's one of the definite pivotal reasons. I've got a window right here at street level, so the bar next door, they get in a street fight. Oh, someone could be thrown through this window tonight.
Right.
It's a possibility. At my old place, glass block, steel doors, brick, it was really a better feeling, and that's what I don't have here, and I can't stay in a place like this, especially when some of my neighbors have a shootout in the back fucking yard. You know, that's fucking fucked up. Never again.
Did anybody get arrested?
Hammond's dirty. Fuck this town. We're leaving. We're selling.
It's out of hand.
You know, the white flight is happening right now.
So if anybody is interested in buying your property, this endorsement, this is over-the-air endorsement. Oh. People are going to be flocking.
They know what's up. Buyer beware everywhere. You know, fuck... We'll be lucky to get out of here in a timely manner.
It's just a better building for a business, I think, maybe, rather...
No, I wouldn't want to be here for my business. I am here for my business. I thought about leaving just the business. I don't feel like it. It's fucking risky. I got computers and shit, man. I don't need problems.
Yeah.
I don't need someone breaking in and beating me up and taking my shit. That's how it is here.
Well, what'd you invite me over here for?
It's tooth and claw here. What?
What'd you invite me over here for?
Because you're a nigger.
Right. That's right.
It's a strange space. Remember when we rehabbed it? Oh, we'll have to talk about that for R and the blood on the wall.
Yeah, and realty and all that. You know what? but to explain, we have 2 minutes. And this is a show. This is the second night we're doing this. And we're just going through the alphabet and saying the first thing that's on our mind. We're on the letter N. And we're talking about neighbors and stuff like that. But this is the second night we're doing it. And I think we'll get through to Z, but you never know.
They're 30 minutes each.
Yeah, they're 30 minutes each. And
no telling what we'll talk about for Z.
No. N. Yeah, it is what it is, a half-hour internet talk show. And it's Doug.
From Dysgenics.com.
Mesner. That's three Z's. Mesner.
The illustrator of the Fuck John Ashcroft t-shirt.
Yeah, that's available on his website as well as my website, evilnow.com, threeringradio.com, and many more. And then there's my lovely wife, Amy.
Oh,
stage
yeah.
Right.
For
horrorofhorror.com and tvisgod.com and her soon to be home making book
coming soon.
Yes, and some more. And I'm doing a Columbine book right now for wingtv.com, or maybe it's .net, something like that. You'll find a link for that on my website. And Amy's doing some stuff too. I know she's going to have something up by October of 2004 here. So check out her website.
Whoa.
See you later. This is next one.
The alphabet?
Oh, the alphabet. The next letter is O.
Oh.
And that's the next show. They're
oh
half hour long. Yeah. What? O?
Oh my.
Oh my. Goodbye.
Okay.
Good going. Am I waiting a couple of minutes for you to...